Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And this is something, I don't know, maybe it's up your alley. Maybe up my alley, too, though, actually, because of the results of what it is. Basically, the headline says, got cancer? This beer's for you.
Oh.
Hey.
Well, if that cures cancer, I am in.
Yeah. And it isn't exactly curing cancer. But you've heard about how chemotherapy has many nasty side effects.
Well, of course.
Including the one, and I don't know how to say this, I'm sure others, including dyschexia. Dyschexia, whatever.
Who knows?
But what that is it causes all food and drink to taste bland and bitter or metallic.
Right.
And I've heard that before. It's like it has a metallic, I always taste like metallic.
Mm-hmm.
And so to combat that issue, a Prague-based cancer advocacy group has come up with a non-alcoholic beer called Mama Beer.
Mama Beer?
Yes. And that way, the formula, it was specifically created to help breast cancer patients overcome the symptoms. And so its flavor profile has been engineered to make it taste good to those undergoing chemotherapy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, because I feel like people that are going through that don't like the taste of a lot of things,
well,
right?
See, and that's
the whole thing.
Right, and that's what the whole thing boils down to, is that it isn't as much that it's a beer, it's the fact that it's something that doesn't taste metallic.
Oh,
and then what
that's
it does
awesome.
Is it also contains a range of vitamins and minerals.
Well, wow. Look
yes.
at these people being all on the
I know.
Ball.
This woman that did it, Janet Drexlerova, she is the CEO of the Prague-based breast cancer advocacy group Mama Help, said, we thought it'd be great to develop beer specifically for women undergoing chemo. Beer that has all the vitamins and nutrients, but has no alcohol, and is made sweeter to kill the bitterness.
Wow.
See, and that's where I come in, because beer, I don't drink beer.
You're not
beer.
A beer drinker.
And part of the reason is because of the bitter taste.
Well, I want it to have a little bit of alcohol in it, though. They should still be able to get a good buzz.
See, I'm wondering if maybe they have, you know, just kind of like O'Doul's, where it's like it's a non-alcoholic beer. Maybe in this one, where it's non-alcoholic, but you can buy the one that has alcohol in it.
There you go.
You know, it's like
yeah,
the...
It's your choice.
Right.
I mean, you're the one on chemo, so you decide.
Yeah, right. So I was like, yeah, whatever you want to do.
It's
so,
up to you.
You know, at that point, then you can say, hey, you know what? Yeah, just throw some alcohol in it.
Yeah, why not?
So here was the cool thing, is that they approached 9 breweries, but just one said yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So all these others like, no, we're not going to do that. And it was Zatec. And she said it took them a half year to develop the beer.
I bet it took. Yeah.
And
okay.
So, I mean, because then you got to go through all the testing, because then people have to keep drinking it.
Right. Which I, no offense, but I'm not going to drink it if it doesn't have any booze in it.
Yeah.
I need some side effects.
Yeah, right. Right. Need something to keep it going. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I need it to make me happy.
Right. Remind me again why I'm doing this. Yeah. And it's, but I kind of wonder, I mean, for somebody to taste and sample it, wouldn't they have to like have that metallic taste so that they could notice that it was,
right.
You know,
well, maybe they take it to the hospital
wondering.
And let them
they
taste
might.
It.
And so those who tasted Mama Beer have found it to be great.
Wow.
And they said that's the biggest reward.
Well, good for them. That's way cool.
Yeah. Well, except unfortunately for the time being, Mama Beer will most likely be a Czech-only phenomenon.
Oh, they won't bring it to the U.S., huh?
Yeah.
Well, darn it. Well, we can go to Prague.
Yeah. Well,
or
I think
Prague, or however you say it.
I don't know. I
Prague,
see, I said wrong. Whatever it is. I don't know. Go have some beer and you can say it however you want. And here's the funny thing is they go, well, one of the reasons it probably wouldn't go outside of the Czech Republic is because they consume a massive 142.6 liters of beer per capita.
Oh, well, wow.
Yeah.
Way to go. I should move there.
Sure. You'd fit, right,
fit
in.
Right in.
Yes. So they say, so even a niche beer such as Mama Beer is likely to become a success over there. And
so even though it doesn't have alcohol in it, I'm weirded out that that would be randomly successful, but okay.
Yeah. And yes, it comes in a pink can.
As it should.
Yeah, right. There you go.
I like it.
Mama Beer. Here.
Way to go, Mama Beer.
So, So who says we're not taking strides against cancer? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, we aren't, but
well,
somebody is.
No, we haven't done anything, actually. So, all right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. We still haven't done anything. Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.